Good morning. It is a wonderful Tuesday morning with Alan Chartok, and Murray is here today, Alan.
Murray making a rare appearance at WAMC, and the people are happy.
We haven't seen Murray in a long time, and it's going to be a great reunion at the station today. We welcome Murray to the studio. Well, maybe he'll share some thoughts with us in a moment, but first, Alan, the big news, of course, is the Mets and the Kansas City Royals are in the World Series. It starts tonight at 8 on Fox. Governor Cuomo will be there, and he has a bet with the Missouri governor that if the Mets win, the governor of Missouri, Jay Nixon, will have to wear a Mets jersey all day, or vice versa for the governor.
Well, yes, this is all nonsense, of course, but that's just the way they do it. The last guy, he had to recite the Mets fight song. I saw him on television doing that.
In front of the Congress.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
This, of course, is the opiate of the proletariat, no question about it. That's what sports is in this country. We do a sports program on Vox Pop. The phones don't stop. Do a story on, you know, governors and the legislature, not so much.
But of course, it does get into politics, and governors and other politicians sort of have to be with their sports teams.
Right? Well, I mean, if your numbers are either not that high or whatever, can't hurt. I would do that if I were them.
You are referencing, on a more serious note, the Siena poll, which shows that 41% rate the governor's job performance as excellent or good. 58% say it's fair or poor. So his numbers are suffering.
So the personal admiration for the governor is different. It's higher than the job performance. And so it is suffering, and adjustments have to be made when that happens. You know, there's always a question with any politician. Forget about just Governor Cuomo, because the president has had these issues, the governor has these issues. When you're a politician, you have to know when to hold them and when to fold them. I think this particular governor made a few mistakes. I think he's correcting them now. And, you know, teaching to the test and the rest of it does seem to be something that's unpopular. I thought his stance on gun control was admirable. And by the way, the polls are showing that. The polls are showing that most New Yorkers think so. Now, from a political salience standpoint, the people who really are angry are the people who own the guns. But when you take the entire population, you get a different story.
We go from there to this, Alan, and that is we learned yesterday that Regents Chancellor Meryl Tisch was going to step aside after her term is up.
Yes. Well, Meryl Tisch is a brilliant woman. She's been the head of this. She's a part of one of the, you know, wealthiest and most important families in New York City. Here's the way that regents are elected. Both houses stand together for the purposes of electing the regents. But of course, since there are so many more Democrats, the Democrats end up picking the regents. And when you have the Democrats picking the regents, then Robert Michel's The Iron Law of Oligarchy kicks in, which means that the head oligarch of the party does it, which means really in the end that it was Shelley Silver who picked the regents. And maybe, just maybe, I have no idea if this is true, that may be different. Now that Speaker Hastie is the head oligarch.
As if it doesn't get any worse, Alan, by the end of the century, areas of the Persian Gulf could be hit by waves of heat and humidity so severe that simply being outside for several hours could threaten human life. It's a new study, and we're hearing that scientist on the BBC this morning talking about this.
Let me put it this way. I wouldn't want to be out in that desert right now. And you can imagine if it goes up by a fifth or a third or a half. And we know what we're doing to the environment. What is always astounding to me is that we're not doing enough about it. We have children. We have grandchildren. They're going to have children. What kind of world are we leaving them? We can't even get the right things done to protect ourselves. It always reminds me of Superman's father, Jor-El, who put the little baby onto the rocket ship while the planet blew up. I'm sorry. I just think it's a terrible situation. And we keep getting these warnings. We keep seeing the ice caps melting. We keep seeing the oceans going up. Al Gore, who has not been my favorite over the years, but he got a Nobel Prize because he warned everybody. And what he said in An Inconvenient Truth is exactly right. We are really soiling our nest.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us with Murray here today. Right, Murray?